Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it. It is health and healing to our flesh. Father, as we open your word today, I call life to flow. I call health and healing to manifest in all those who believe. Amen. And I thank you for that, Father. And all of God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Glory to God. All right. We're in good shape. So we're going to talk about things to remember concerning God's blessings. We've been told to remember, haven't we? Many times throughout the Word of God. Yeah. Remember me, he says.
That's right.
Remember me. And concerning, remember what I've done for you.
Yes,
remember me. Know that I'm the good Father who blesses you.
Amen.
You didn't do this on your own. Right? Amen. You might be smart. You're pretty smart. But it's God who gives us the wisdom.
That's right.
Amen. He gives us the wisdom. The wisdom to get wealth. He gives us the wisdom for witty inventions. He gives us wisdom on and on throughout our lives. Amen. Let's look at 2 Chronicles 20. You know this story. When Jehoshaphat chose some singers, told them singers to sing.
That's right. Sing.
They praised the beauty of holiness. Shouted out a battle cry. Wow. And all the way down to the enemy's camp, they sang to the Lord on high. They were singing, praise ye, Lord. His mercy endures forever and ever. Don Francisco, remember that?
Yeah.
Woo, that's old school. You probably wouldn't have known that because I was young. So 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and I was going to start in verse 20, but I'm going to start in verse 17. So if you'll do that with me, let's go to verse 17. Sorry, Fred. Threw a little monkey in the wrench here. This is God talking. He says, you will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves.
Right.
Hello. See, when you're in a battle, you must position yourself. And that position can either kill you or cause you to live.
That's right.
But it's the position you put yourself in.
Okay.
He told them, he said, position yourself. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the army behind you. And that ain't what he said, is it? He says, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. Hallelujah. You see, our God is with us. He'll go before us. We just sang the song. He'll never leave us. He won't fail us. Hallelujah. He is going before us. Amen. Word of God says he has our rear guard. Praise God. We're covered. He says, let me do this again. You will not need to fight in the battle. Position yourselves and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you.
Amen.
When did he say to do it? Tomorrow. Go out before them, for the Lord is with you. Now, okay, so here we go. You ready for this now? We're going to go out, and there's a whole army there, right? They don't like us.
Yeah.
They want to beat us up.
That's right.
They'd rather kill us.
Well,
God said to go position yourself and stand still and watch.
That's right.
We'll go out before them.
Yeah.
Do you really want to go out before them? Now, come on. Do you really want to go out before them and stand there and go... You've got to be in faith. You've got to believe God's with you. He said that twice, didn't he? Know the Lord is with you. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm... See, if you know that he's with you, guess what? He's with you.
He is with you.
He's with you. It's by faith, amen, that God has moved. It is by faith. Verse 18, and Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Here's a key that people are missing in the body of Christ. They think that the cool songs that they sing are really what brings the presence of God. It is heart worship. It is heart worship. The songs aren't powerful. They're anointed. This knucklehead on the radio today that we... I mean, she says, why are you going to turn that on? I said, I don't know. She says, well, that's the station you don't want to hear because you don't like it. I said, I don't know. Psh, turned it on. Sure enough, first thing out of their mouth, the music gives the power. What?
What?
No, it's not the music that's the power. It's the anointing of God in the song of the power. It's what I can sing one song and then another, and you'll see a difference in the anointing.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see a difference in the anointing. She's trying to find new stuff. And as she goes through it, nope, he won't like that one. Nope, he won't like that one. Nope, he won't like that one. It's the same thing I dealt with my father. He was so hard to please when it came to praise and worship.
Yes, yes.
Because he knew the anointing.
Amen.
He was anointed. He was a musician. He knew the spirit. And so when we would come up there with a song that we, you know, is new, right? We wanted to stay hip to the groove with the young adults and the youth, right? We'd bring a new song to the congregation, and he'd do one of these. He wasn't doing this. He wasn't doing this. He wasn't doing this. He was... I knew right then and there, don't do it again.
Don't do it again.
He didn't have to say, don't do it again. That was a don't do it again motion. Because there was no, I don't care if I'm anointed, when there is no anointing on the song, it's useless.
Yeah.
Amen. It's useless.
Yeah.
So this is what happened. This is what the body of Christ has forgotten when the anointing was so strong, with anointing fall on me. And when he came out with that album, Ron Canole, changed music. In the church. It changed the presence of God in the church. It changed because it was true heart worship to God. I mean, it was from the heart. It was out of the spirit where the rivers of living water were flowing and people were getting healed and set free and demons were crying out, get out of here, I'm out of here, you know. And because of not the song, but the anointing on the song and not just the anointing on the singer. When you've got both, look out. When you've got both, look out. But what does it talk? It's about the heart. It's where the heart of worship is. Michael W. Smith has a song, The Heart of Worship. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. All right. And it's all about you. See, and that's what it's all about. It isn't about the drums and the guitars and the sin. It ain't about all of that. It's not about how beautiful her voice is. No. She might have a beautiful voice. It's the anointing. I know I don't have a beautiful voice, but when I'm anointed, forget about it. That anointing takes over, makes up for. Amen. Same thing with a preacher or a teacher. Teacher, preacher, preacher, preacher. Whatever it might be, the anointing and the call take over from where he lacks. It's God who equips. We study to show ourselves approved unto God, a worker who need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But it's God
Amen.
Who equips. It's God who anoints.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I might be a great preacher. I know I'm a great preacher. But it's all because of God.
Yes.
It's whatever God has upon my life. And if I step into it, I'm victorious.
Hallelujah.
And because I'm doing it the way God told me to do it, you're victorious.
That's right.
You're hearing what you had to hear today. Amen? Because I would be useless and worthless if I had no anointing and was not equipped because I was not called. Amen? I got to get through this. Start in verse 20. Let's go to verse 20. It says this. It says, so they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, now this is the man of God. Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and ye shall be established.
Amen.
Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. But then he goes on. Who's this? The man of God. He says, believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. This is how important it is for you to accept your man of God. If you don't accept your man of God, don't expect to prosper.
That's right.
Period. So there was a couple, and when I decided to take the pastoring position here, a couple met with me. Actually, the husband of the couple met with me and told me that my wife and I are with you. You are our pastor. Now, they know me. I'm not telling you who it is. They know me. They've watched me grow up. But what happened was they decided, okay, this is the man of God you've given to us. We accept him. We receive him. We also want him to know it.
Amen.
Now, and then there's a story of prosperity that comes into this man's life. And I'm not telling you anymore, else you know who it is. All right. But bottom line is, this man of God said something. He said, what? Hear me. Hear me. When your man of God is speaking, you should listen. Because the Spirit of God is flowing. The Holy Ghost is, I pray this all the time, ladies and gentlemen, over you, that the Holy Spirit will speak through me to touch your life.
Amen.
I want him to be touched too.
That's right.
Amen. But I'm here for you.
That's right.
You're not here for me. I'm here for you. Just as Jesus said. No, I didn't come here except to serve.
Amen.
You don't serve me. I serve you.
That's right.
Now sit down and let me wash your feet. Right? This would, I'm not above Jesus.
Right.
I'm here to serve. And I serve you. And if I'm not doing my job right up here, then I'm not serving you in the right capacity. So praise God, I'm doing it right. All right, so then he said, and you shall prosper. You believe his prophets and you shall prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord. And who should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, they were saying. I just
praise
sang this.
The Lord.
Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And you know they were saying it. They weren't going, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. No, man, they were shouting it. They were shouting it. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. See, praise is not quiet. Praise is not quiet. Praise is loud. You ever been to a basketball game? When they praise the best player for making a three-point shot to win the game, it's loud. It's deafening. It's no different than the last few seconds of a football game when the Cowboys win. It's deafening in my bedroom. Because I'm praising the game, praising the team, and that guy. Good job, guy. But it's not quiet. And Christians have got to get over themselves and over the fact that people might see me praise God. I'm sorry. But your shame to praise God, you'll deal with. There's why there's no joy in your life, no peace in your life. You've got to praise God with all your innermost.
That's right.
Everything you are and everything you have,
yeah, that's right.
You give to him.
Amen.
And then you won't be ashamed.
No.
Shame will go away.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, once you've done it once, I went to church when I was a kid. I don't know why I'm doing this, but anyway, I went to church when I was a kid. And there was my favorite person. If you went down the aisle, he was on the right side, first seat. His name was John. And he just, boy. Now, this was not a Pentecostal church. This was not a Holy Spirit-filled, tongue-talking, Bible-thumping church. But this guy didn't care. When it was time to sing praises, man, he had his arms out like this, and he just didn't care, and he sang as loud as he could. And if you tried to sing louder than him, boy, he'd sing louder than you. And
that's right.
He didn't care.
Nope.
And once you do that one time, and everybody in the church, yep, he loves God, says that, you won't be ashamed to do it again. And you won't be ashamed to do it again. And you will lose your inhibitions and allow God to move in your life.
That's right.
Everything goes away. Listen, when you get like this with God, right? There are no worries. You're not thinking about the things going on in life. You're thinking about praising God with all your being.
That's right.
You're not worried about the problems at home. You're not worried about the problems at work. You're not worried about the finances. You're not worried about the sickness and the disease.
Yeah, that's right.
You're just thinking about God.
Amen.
You're thinking about how good He is.
Amen.
I want you to see me.
Hallelujah.
Praising you.
Yeah.
For all you do for me. And this is when we let go. And when we let go, God will move. We see it all the time. We saw it in 2 Chronicles 5, didn't we? We see it right here. Well, let's keep reading. Praise the Lord. For his mercy endures forever. Verse 22. Now, when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, set ambushes against the people of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated. So it says when they began to sing and what? Praise. They had gone out. They positioned themselves. God waited. Didn't he? God's waiting. And it says, when they began to sing and to praise, bam, God ambushed them. He set ambushes against them all. And they were defeated. This is the power of praise.
That's right.
This is the power of obedience to God. It's the power of being in the right position at the right time.
That's right.
Being in the right position at the right time. But then being obedient to the Lord. You go out before Him. Choose some singers. Go out before Him. You don't have to fight. Just stand still. And you'll see the glory of God. Oh, look out. Here He comes. And as they began, boom. It's our God, isn't it? And all of a sudden, that's an our God kind of gig right there. And all of a sudden, He backed them up. And all of a sudden, He ambushed them all. And they were defeated. Your enemy will be defeated.
Amen.
He must be defeated. All you got to do is position yourself and be obedient.
That's right.
And you watch. You watch. Stand back and see. Praise God.
That's right.
God will move.
Amen.
Amen. Whew, I got through that one. So God wants to bless you in a special way. He does. He wants to bless you in a special way. Differently than He wants to bless me. We may be believing God for the same thing. He's going to do it two different ways. He's going to bless you in a way that may put me at awe and may not really put you at awe. Or he's going to bless me in a way you're going to be like, wow, look at what God can do, and give you the faith to say, I know He'll do that for me too. God's going to bless you in such a special way that you can't fathom it up here. You can't think how He's going to do it.
That's right.
And that's what we've got to understand that. We can't really try to determine how's God going to do it.
Yeah.
Stand back and see the glory of God. Stand still.
Yeah.
All you got to do is be obedient. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For His mercy endures forever. Let it rain. Let it rain. You know, come on. I mean, whatever it is. All right. Let's see. He is capable of providing every kind of blessing in your life.
Amen.
Every kind of blessing in your life. Whatever it might be. Children that you can't have, now you can have. Hello, we got plenty of testimony in that.
Oh my goodness.
Plenty. We've got people that have been healed, delivered, set free, demons cast out. So many blessings. And if you want to read the blessings, go to Deuteronomy 28 and read the blessings. See, you're redeemed, the Bible says, from the curse of the law. For Jesus became the curse for us.
Yeah.
So now the blessings are all yours. Every one of those blessings.
Hallelujah.
He wants you to have.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Psalm 68. Psalm 68. Man, I just worked myself up into a heat frenzy over here. Yeah. Goodness gracious. Psalm 68, verse 19. It says, blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits.
Thank you, Lord.
The God of our salvation, Saleh. Daily.
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 Hallelujah.
Look for your blessing tomorrow.
Not
every day.
Every day.
Because you've been blessed today, so we're looking again for tomorrow.
Okay.
But amen. Look for your blessing. Expect your blessing.
Praise God.
It's on its way.
It's on its way.
I was listening to Osteen this morning. He was talking about within a year, things take place. Within a year, God will change things. Within a year, but then he started giving some testimonies about stories where within a day.
Ooh.
Within a day.
Coming fast.
See, you've got to understand, it's not our time.
That's right.
It's not on our time. It's not our timing. It's God's timing. Are you going to stay faithful?
Yes.
Are you going to quit? Are you going to faint in adversity?
No.
This is what he wants you to know.
Right. Amen.
He already knows. He wants you to know how strong you are in faith.
Amen.
He wants you to know how strong you are in His Word.
Amen.
He wants you to know these things. Why? Because the stronger you feel about yourself in His Word, the more mighty you are.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah, only
the devil don't want you, the devil does not want you to know how powerful you are.
Right.
You understand that? He doesn't want that. Why do you think God gives time in this element and waits?
Yeah, yeah.
He wants you to know that you're stronger than the devil,
Amen.
More powerful than he is.
Right.
Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have the victory. He wants you to know this. Why? Because the more you know, the more defeated the devil is.
Right.
Hallelujah. He'll get to a point where he'll just have to leave you alone. He'll let his little imps get beat up instead of him getting beat up all the time. Right? Amen. But it's because he wants you to know. Amen. He already knows your strength and your power.
That's right.
And we Amen. So blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits,
Hallelujah.
The God of our salvation. Hallelujah. We lack no good thing. You must do something always, some act of obedience, before you will experience the rewards from your obedience. Just as they had to stand out and be obedient and wait, get in position, and sing. And once they sang, boom, their obedience to God, blessings flowed. They were defeated. Amen. He will often ask you to do something illogical, impractical. Oh, Lord. Or something others have never heard of before. And that sounds just like God, doesn't it? That God would have you do something that would just blow somebody else's mind. Where they could sit there and they shouldn't say it, but say, I can't believe that.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. Look at what God did. He grew his arm out.
Yeah. Come on.
I mean, he's got fingers now.
Now he's got real fingers.
You see? The disease fell off his body.
Woo. All right.
He wants to do things in such a way that's illogical or impractical. Impractical because people are trying to determine how God is going to do things. But that's not our place. It's not our place to try to determine how God is going to bless us or how God is going to heal us. I heard somebody say, well, God, I got to get the little kids to pray over me because God always answers their prayers.
Hmm.
What?
What?
I mean, come on, man. Is God telling you to have this child pray over you? Well, that's one thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But you thinking God's going to use the child to pray so that you can be healed, you better get your face right here in this thing, right here, in the Word, and put your trust in Him.
Come on.
You don't put your trust in a kid.
That's right.
How's God going to turn down that sweet little face? Real easily. Real, and you don't manipulate God. That is exactly right. And that is, ladies and gentlemen, manipulation.
That's right.
Period. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew 17. I am in rare form today, brother. All right. Glory, glory, glory. Matthew 17. Remember, he's going to do things that are illogical or impractical. He wants you to do them, though. You understand?
Amen.
He's going to give you things to do that are just, what?
What?
That can't be God. Now, Lord, did you really mean to say that to me? Okay? This is what he's going to do. So, look at Matthew 17. Let's go to... Where do I want to go? That's not what I wanted. Yeah, Matthew 24. Let's start in 24. Or, I'm sorry, 17, verse 24. So when they had come to Capernaum, those who received the temple tax came to Peter and said, does your teacher not pay the temple tax? Talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
He said, yes. And when he had come into the house, Jesus anticipated him. He knew something's up.
Right.
He anticipated him saying, this is Jesus talking. What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take customs of taxes? From their sons or from strangers? Peter said to him, from strangers. Jesus said to him, then the sons are free. Nevertheless, lest we offend them, go to the sea, cast in a hook. He didn't even say put bait on it. But he said, cast in a hook and take the fish that comes up first. And when you have opened its mouth, you will find a piece of money. Take that, give it to them for you and me, for their taxes.
Amen.
Now, Jesus is paying taxes. He's paying Peter's taxes. But Peter had to do something that didn't make sense. Now, let me tell you, I've been fishing all my life. Every time I've opened their mouth, there's no money in the fish's mouth.
Yeah, there's nothing in there.
Mm-hmm. Why? Well, because God didn't tell me to go do that.
That's right.
Okay? But it's impractical thinking that that's where my money's going to be for taxes. I mean, God's not going to make a fish swim over here and give it to me. Right? See, this is the thing. This is what people, okay, am I going to believe God and prosper? Am I going to believe what he says and be obedient to it? I'm going to go down there. I ain't got no fish bait. He said, throw a hook in the water and up with the fish and here's my money. Makes no sense. Sounds impractical. Definitely illogical. I will be obedient.
That's right.
And the obedience, once again, once the obedience takes place, the blessing is on the end. But the obedience comes first. The obedience comes first. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I'm not even close. He may tell you to do something that he never tells others to do.
That's right.
It's uniquely your position,
right,
your personal instruction, so that you will use your faith.
Amen.
He's not going to tell me to go and do the same thing that he told Sue to do. Because my faith is here, her faith is here. I may be using this scripture and she's using that scripture. We may be using the same scripture. But regardless, it's our faith.
Amen.
And it's the obedience to God's word.
Yes.
that blessing will flow.
That's right.
It's obedience to his word. Amen.
Faith will increase.
And faith will increase. Praise God. Exodus chapter 3. Exodus 3.
I'm having a
drink. I don't know, but I'm hot.
Yeah, it is hot.
That's what I'm saying. Exodus 3. He may tell you to do something that he never tells others to do. It's uniquely yours. Personal instruction. Amen? Let's see. Verse 10. Come now, therefore... Yes. Verse 10, I said, come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that ye may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to the Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? Who am I? Who am I? Remember what David said. Who am I that God would be mindful of me?
Yeah.
Who am I? We got to have a little more faith in ourselves.
Right.
Yeah. You are a child of God.
There you go.
Yes. You're special.
Yes.
To him. You're his own special people.
Amen.
Royal priesthood.
Yes.
You're a holy people.
Holy.
You're a holy nation. We've got to know who we are in
Amen.
God. I'm a child of God. I have the name that is above every name.
Yes.
I'm more than a conqueror.
Hallelujah.
I am victorious. Everything is possible to me because I believe.
Amen.
Everything.
Believe.
He said nothing is impossible to him who what?
Believes.
All I got to do is believe.
Amen.
He has to do everything else.
That's right.
But he may tell me to do something odd, different, unique, personal to you and to your situation. Amen. You and I may have the same situation going on, but I'm different than you. You're different than me. He's going to have me do something he may not have you do. He's going to have you do something that he's not going to have me do because it's unique to you. It's unique to me. It's a personal instruction from God.
Amen.
That we have to obey by faith.
That's right.
We have to obey by faith. You see, Moses had to obey by faith. Who am I? But okay, I'll go tell him, let my people go. You know, he did. And guess what? Pharaoh let him go.
Yeah.
And then came to his senses. What am I doing? There goes all my money.
Senses.
There goes all my workers. Let's get them.
Yep.
Then he decides to go try to kill them. But, you know how God is.
Trouble.
He said go.
Mm-hmm.
So Moses did.
Yeah.
Because of his obedience, Amen. God parted the sea.
Woo. I love it.
Then, let them walk across
and
wiped out the enemy.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
I mean, you just...
You
don't know how God's going to do what he does. What do you mean you're going to part the sea if I stretch out my stick? What? Okay. I'll do it.
I'll do it.
See, if he didn't believe it, he wouldn't have done it.
That's right.
God, I'm not going to stand here in front of 3 million people and put a stick out there and tell that thing to part. I mean, they'll think I'm bozo.
Yeah.
They might think I'm crazy. Then they'll never follow me. I'm not doing that. He could have done that. But he was obedient to God on something so silly as stretch it out. Stretch it out. How about smack that rock and watch water come out of it? What? Smack a rock and water's going to come out of a rock? That sounds kind of odd. I don't know if I'm doing that one, God. I mean, tell the axe head to float? Oh, Lord God, we're way off now. You know, God, remember steel? That thing you made, that element, it don't float. Could stand and argue with God, huh?
Yes.
Because just because you think you know that steel doesn't float, you're not God. God's going to have you do things that are not logical.
Amen.
It's unique to you.
That's right.
It's a personal instruction to you. Make that axe head float.
That's right.
Throw that in there into that water and it won't be bitter no more.
That's right.
What? It's wood. Come on now, right? I mean, think about this. But it's unique to every situation, to each person. Each person is different.
Yeah.
Each person is different.
That's right.
Spit on that guy's eyes. Bing. I'm not spitting on him, God. They'll stone me to death.
Yeah.
Spit on there, make some mud, and put it on his eyes. Doesn't sound right. You sure about this, God? Is there some kind of magic power in that dirt? It's obedience to God.
Amen.
It's what God said. Well, I could go on for days with these stories.
Yeah.
It's all obedience to God. It's do what he said to do.
Amen.
And listen, we're New Testament believers. The Old Testament is so different than the New.
Yeah.
We rely now on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
We rely on his name. His name has been given to us. All authority is given to me, both in heaven and in earth. Therefore, go. Okay, I'm going.
I'm going.
We have the name. We have the power of the Holy Spirit who goes with us.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's very different than back then.
That's right.
Very different than back then. We have the blood of Jesus Christ that washes us clean, cleanses us. That our sin is now parted as far as the east is from the west.
That's right.
That our sin and iniquity he remembers no more because the blood of Jesus Christ has washed us clean. Wow!
We are blessed.
We don't have to every year go and kill a bunch of bulls and goats.
Nope.
We don't have to do that.
He did it for us. Glory to God.
Wow.
Mighty God.
See?
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. You sure you want me to tell that thing to float? Okay. What do you mean, cast a demon out of a pig? What? Okay, right? Come on, we got to think about some things here. Things. We got to change our thinking.
Amen.
We've got to change our thinking. It's unique. God's unique. He doesn't do logic. He does God.
Yeah, that's right.
He doesn't do the norm. He's not normal.
No.
He's the Almighty God. See, the everlasting Father. See, he's all powerful, all knowing. He's everywhere, in everything.
Thank you, Lord.
Almighty God.
He's in our business.
He's in the business. In the business.
I love that.
He might ask us to do things that are just okay, but we can't do that. We can't go. We can't say, I'll do it. No, we got to say, yes, Lord.
Amen.
We can't say, I'll do it, but that don't sound right. That's not faith.
No, sorry.
We say, yes, Lord, and then we go do.
That's right.
And we be quick to do.
Yes.
And we say, and I believe in Jesus' name that you've told me to do this, Lord, and therefore, let's go ahead and tack our faith onto it.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
See, God told them what would happen before they were obedient. If you go... choose some singers. I want you to go out and position yourself. I want you to stand still. And you will see. Okay. Stand still. You know, they're firing arrows and stuff, and this guy's standing still like this, you know. I think I'm a little thinner this way, maybe not, you know. But that obedience is what drew the victory.
Amen.
And so we're going to stop right there. But you got to listen to his voice, see. It may be, it's going to be unexpected. As far as what instruction he gives you.
Right.
You can't expect to know how God is going to tell you to do something.
Amen.
If you've done that, you've already defeated yourself. Forget about it. You got to change your thinking. He's going to have me do something like walk on water.
Can hardly wait.
Peter said, if that's you, bid me to come. What'd he do? Come. And he walked on water.
Amen.
I can't believe he told me to come. He would have, ding, he would have been right in the bottom of the sea. But he said, if that's you, bid me to come. He came, said, come. He believed it was him.
That's right.
So he got out of the boat.
That's right.
That obedience caused him to do a miracle that he had never thought he'd ever do.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I know Jesus can walk on water. He's the Son of God.
That's right.
But me? Who am I, Moses said. Who am I? Who am I? And greater works than these shall you do because I go to the Father.
That's
Jesus
right.
spoke that.
That's right.
Greater?
Greater.
Than making some mud and throwing it in somebody's eyes?
Yeah.
Telling them to go wash 10 times, 7 times? Come on.
Yeah,
we don't, listen. God's going to do miraculous things, but we got to get past how we think it's going to happen.
That's right.
We got to get, this was so new when Jesus walked, that the things that he was doing were so, wow, wow. I mean, the lady with the issue of blood heard about him, and she knew, if I could just get to him, if I could just grab a hold of one little piece, I'll be made whole.
That's right.
Wow.
And she was.
And she did, and she was.
Glory. Well, praise God.
By just touching him?
Yes.
But is that logical? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Faith does.
Faith connects.
It's faith. It's what we put our faith in. It's not what we understand.
Right.
I don't understand, Lord. Good.
Good.
I don't understand. But at your word, I will.
There you are.
There's the key.
There it is.
At your word, I will. And then you'll see. Oh, you'll see. Signs, wonders, miracles. You'll see God's
right.
hand move. You'll see manifestations of healing. You'll see things that you've only seen in here.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And he said greater. Greater than these.
Amen.
Shall you do?
That's right.
Me? Who am I? You're the Son of the Most High God. You're the daughter of the Most High God.
Right.
Who are you? You have God before you.
Amen.
You have the name of Jesus Christ. You have the Holy Ghost in you. You got the Godhead. Bible says you got the Godhead bodily.
Amen. I'm really quick. Hallelujah.
See, we got to get past us.
Yeah.
We got to get past this thing.
Yeah.
And who am I?
Yeah.
No, you. Who are you? You are a child of God.
Hallelujah.
You are the most powerful being
right.
in this earth.
Hallelujah.
In this earth.
Praise God.
When Jesus gets back from the throne, then he'll be the most powerful. But guess what? You are the most powerful.
Amen.
You have power over disease. You have power over sickness.
Woo!
You have power over the demons and the enemy.
That's right.
You have power.
Amen.
They don't have power.
They
have fear.
That's right.
And if they have fear and you're snatching and grabbing a hold of that, that's where their power lies. Their power lies in fear and fear alone.
We're not going
to follow that game. We're going to follow faith.
Amen.
Faith in the Word and faith in knowing that He will do what He said He'd do.
That's right.
Amen?
Yes.
Are you fired up?
Hallelujah.
I am. Stand to your feet. Praise God.
I can stay for hours.
I tell you. I got halfway through, so praise the Lord. Maybe we'll pick it up. I'm praying about talking. Sue and I are praying right now, talking about when we're going to teach and talk about addiction. The Lord finally told me to do it. And it's interesting how little by little and more, He's having me give my testimony. So there's a reason. And I know we're in a time of danger. We're in a time of an opiate crisis on top of everything else. So we're praying. I want it to be right timing.
Amen.
It has to be God's timing. When I know that, I will let you know. And then you will invite who you want to invite or whatever. But it's got to be God or I'm not doing it.
That's right.
Okay, it's plain and simple. I want you to hear how my testimony is. I'm not about that. Who am I? No. But God, when He says do, you do.
That's right.
Because it's to bless or to deliver or to set someone else free. And so I just have to be obedient.
Deliver them out of the fire.
And we're sitting down, we're putting things together, working it out. I don't know how. I'm not going to put a bunch of scriptures together to teach. Okay? Because I've got to give you a couple, but then I'm going to minister. By the Spirit of God, what to say, when to say what, how, yeah, amen?
Yeah.
Okay, because if I put a bunch of scriptures together, I'll never get the testimony. I'll just preach. And I'm not to do that on this. So, amen.
Amen.
I know you understand. Nah.
So people can come and addiction is addiction. It's not just drugs. It's other things.
Everything. There's all kinds of addiction. It's any time and every, I don't want to get into it right now, so it'll get me fired up. All right, let's lift our hands to the Lord. Father, I thank You and I praise You for Your word. I thank You, Father, that today life has flowed through us, that faith has come in Jesus' name. I thank You and praise You, Father, that as we go this week, You strengthen us, Father. You would give us endurance in Jesus' name. And that we see the victories, Father, beginning to flow. We see that we are more than conquerors in Jesus' name. And that we are defeating the enemy. That He is defeated through our obedience unto You, Lord. We give You praise and we give You glory. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. Love you. God bless you. Have a good week.